Hey, let's have some fun today, man. Learn from each other, compete with one another, just enjoy this beautiful day, man. Let's go, man. Work on three. One, two, three.
Come on.
Good job, all the way through. One, two.
We're in Great Flushing, New York, Queens. It's my old high school, Flushing High School, where I played football for 4 years, varsity. It's my second year having this camp. It's just to bring kids together, man. They all come from, like, a lot of different small football groups. Coaches get to come together and work together for, you know, the good of the kids, man. Let them come out here, see what kind of talent we have in the area, just to see them come out here, run around, run 40s, catch some balls. They like to compete. It's something good for them to do on a Saturday when they can, you know, be nowhere better. Oh, there you go. There you go. You good. You get better next time. Finish. There you go. This is Coach Blissett, D-line coach, high school D-line coach.
I think it's awesome coming back to the community and giving the kids aspirations of making it to that level, and just seeing somebody and physically touching them and being around them, and to give you motivation to probably want to do the same. It's just a gratifying experience, you know, to see him blossom into who he is now.
Love this guy. He had a whole lot less gray hair when I was here.
A whole lot less. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're taking short, choppy sets. We're nice and low. We're going to finish in this position. Do we understand?
This is not done by my own doing. This is a lot of hands in this, doing phenomenal jobs, working together all for the greater good, not benefiting from it other than just knowing that you put a smile on kids' faces and hopefully change the way they view life and let them know that they can do things. Let's go. There you go. Touch it. Good job. Finish. Good job.
Trying to show them how to do what you can do.
What up, big dog? Appreciate you.
This is like the second time I've been to Queens, and the people in Queens are amazing. And Jay, he told me a little bit about what he's doing in the community, so I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to show, you know, not only that, you know, I can play a little football, but I'm involved in the community as well, and it's awesome to see what Jay has going on here. They're all enthusiastic. They want to learn. They want to get through the drills. They want to pick my brain, so it's cool. Just laughs and fun.
I was 205 when I got there.
I was 300 pounds.
Y'all wasn't winning no game.
It's great, man. It really shows how you know how much they really love and care about not only myself, but the community and the kids. You know, this is nothing without having those guys come out and support. And, you know, just come and show their face, put a smile on the kid's face that might not never see another man of their stature in their life. And it's grateful that I'm blessed enough to bring those kind of people out.
He got the same hair as him. Look. That, like, that could be, is that your kid?
Football gave me a sense of responsibility, a sense of discipline that really helped me be a better man and helped me get to the point that I am today. So I just hope that these kids can get some of those little traits and then build on their lives and be better for their communities.
Hey!